Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We got County Councilman Mark Harder on the line this morning. Mark, good morning.
Hey, it's MC Hammer.
Yeah, how are you, buddy?
Good, good. And you?
Good, I'm doing well. Thanks for joining me this morning. You know, I see that Lisa Clancy does not like people to speak during county council meetings that she's presiding over.
No, she just doesn't like anybody to speak back to her. And she's trying to manage the situation, and we were very respectful. And you can see the video online and see exactly what we did. We were very respectful, but she doesn't like to have people speak back to her, and we did, and that didn't make her day.
Yeah, she accused the three Republican members of sexism for interrupting her. You're not allowed to interrupt her, apparently, particularly when she's trying to force a pretty left-wing agenda right now involving Second Amendment issues and the funding for the renovation of the America Center, right?
Yeah, so, we have a number of bills, but those were two of them that got into a little bit of discussion, and we're supposed to be in a discussion. These are big bills. These are bills that have a lot of consequences to them, and we wanted to have an opinion. We're not going to be a rubber stamp for either the county executive or anyone else at this point. So, that's what went on, and you can see it on our county website, the exact exchange between all of us and the chairwoman.
What's she trying to do on guns, Mark?
Well, what this is she's got a bill that got passed last night, unfortunately, but it was a bill on domestic violence, and it is basically to take someone who has been convicted of domestic violence and that has a restraining order against them to that they can't carry a concealed weapon. And then it goes a step further by saying, well, the penalty is basically a summons from the county. And so I'm like, you know, all three of us were like, how can, if we're going to go after domestic violence, and domestic violence is bad, let's put some teeth into this. Let's make this, you know, a bigger penalty, or let's go after the right people. And this bill doesn't do that. And we tried to tell her and the rest of the board that this bill is weak on domestic violence, but she wanted to make this bill like the one that was passed in Kansas City a little while ago, which doesn't work either. But she's being fed these bills and doesn't understand them totally. And we're trying to tell her that this doesn't work. So why go after this? This type of logic.
Yeah,
we got our hands slapped.
She plays the woman card and accuses you of sexism because you disagree with her on an issue, is what it sounds to me like.
Well, and if you read the article in the Post, which is very lopsided, that wasn't that. That's why I say I tell people to go to the video of the meeting, and you'll see that we were very respectful, but we weren't going to just take it laying down. And so we had questions, and we wanted some different things done. And in the case of the convention center, Councilman Trakas wanted to have a separate meeting to talk about it. It's a $15 million funding situation. I think we can have more discussion when we're going to spend that kind of money. And she didn't want to have it. And so we were trying to force through parliamentary ways to get a meeting, a separate meeting on the subject, which is called a committee of the whole. And she didn't want it. Well, it was just drive it through. So
I hope people are paying attention, right? It's election season. It opened yesterday. Sam Page has filed for re-election. Mark Montavani, I believe Zimmerman's running on the Democratic side. I heard that Paul Barry threw his name in on the Republican side. I don't know if there are any other Republicans running. This is going to be an important race because the county executive race and the county council has clearly taken a hard tack to the left here. And this is election season. We should speak up about it and do something about it. And I'll tell you what, we'll get you on again next week and we'll talk more about this when I got a little more time. But Mark, thanks for informing us on what happened last night.
Get more at 971talk.com.